This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The World Health Organization warned that vaccines were no magic bullet for the coronavirus crisis as Russia started vaccinating its high-risk workers on Saturday. Health officials in Moscow said they had opened 70 coronavirus vaccine centers in the Russian capital that would initially offer shots for health, education, and social workers. But the WHO is warning about what it says is a wrong belief that the COVID-19 crisis is over with shots on the horizon nearly a year after the start of the pandemic. Vaccines do not equal zero COVID, said WHO Emergencies Director Michael Ryan, adding that not everyone will be able to receive it early next year. The comments came as the United States clocked a record number of COVID-19 cases for a second day in a row on Friday, with the country preparing for what U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has called a dark winter. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended universal face mask use indoors, and Biden said he would scale down his January inauguration ceremony to mitigate the virus risk. The WHO says 51 candidate vaccines are currently being tested on humans, with 13 reaching final stage mass testing. Britain on Wednesday became the first Western country to approve an inoculation from Pfizer-BioNTech. It's for general use, and it puts pressure on other countries to follow. The United States is expected to greenlight a program later this month, and Belgium, France, and Spain have said vaccines will begin in January for the most vulnerable. More than 66 million people have contracted COVID-19 globally, with the death toll from the disease topping 1.5 million. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Germany's highest court upheld on Saturday a ban on a demonstration in the northern city of Bremen. It was planned by opponents of lockdown measures aimed at containing the spread of the coronavirus. Lower courts had already denied permission for the protests planned for Saturday afternoon, at which 20,000 demonstrators were due. Although most Germans accept the latest lockdown light to curb the spread of the coronavirus in a second wave, critics say the amendment endangers citizens' civil rights. While daily infection numbers are no longer rising as sharply as previously, case numbers have stagnated at a high level, and Germany reported its highest single-day death toll since the start of the pandemic on Wednesday. In other parts of the world, Italy is seeing a dramatic resurgence of infections after it largely tamped down an earlier outbreak by enforcing a strict lockdown, while Latin America and the Caribbean region has seen an 18% spike in cases in a week. Other countries are also unveiling holiday restrictions, with Switzerland banning Christmas caroling in the streets and Madrid canceling most New Year's events in the city center. Turkey has entered its full first weekend of lockdown since May after coronavirus infections and deaths hit record highs in recent days. The country of 83 million people on Friday reported over 32,700 new cases, including asymptomatic ones, the highest number since the beginning of the pandemic in March. The death toll rose by 193 on Friday, touching a daily record level seen earlier this week to over 14,500. Turkish television showed largely empty squares and streets on Saturday in the largest city, Istanbul, the capital, Ankara, and the third largest city, Izmir, with only a few people and vehicles out and about. Turkey now ranks fourth globally for the number of daily new cases, behind only the United States, India, and Brazil, all countries with far larger populations than Turkey. The United States is asking Germany and the EU to halt construction of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline linking Russia to Europe, which Washington sees as a political tool of the Kremlin. This is what a top envoy said in a German newspaper interview on Saturday. The U.S. acting ambassador to Germany, Robin Quenneville, told a Business Daily that now is the time for Germany and the EU to impose a moratorium on the construction of the pipeline. For more on this story, please visit our website. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.